To Joe and Sherry Lindblom, brilliant teachers, beautiful friends. It's one thing to be a small country, but the country of Innerhorner was so small, only one Innerhornerite at a time could fit inside. And the other six Innerhornerites had to wait their turn to live in their own country while standing very timidly in the surrounding country of Outerhorner. Whenever the Outerhornerites looked at the hangdog Innerhornerites crammed into the short-term residency zone, they felt a little sick, and also very patriotic. Innerhornerites were pathetic and whiny and grasping, unlike them, the Outerhornerites, who for many years had been demonstrating their tremendous generosity by allowing the Innerhornerites to overflow into the short-term residency zone. Not that the Innerhornerites appreciated it. No, they never wept with gratitude anymore, only stood very close together, glaring resentfully at the Outerhornerites who, having so much room, had no need to stand close together and, in fact, could often be seen drinking coffee at the spacious Outerhorner Cafe, with their legs thrown out in the aisles, causing the Innerhornerites to wonder, geez, couldn't those jerks spare us a couple hundred extra square yards of that vast, unlimited country? For their part, the Outerhornerites felt that, yes, okay, their country was big, but it wasn't infinitely big, which meant they might someday, conceivably, run out of room. Besides, what if they gave more of their beloved country to Innerhorner and some other crummy little countries came around demanding bits of Outerhorner? What would happen to the Outerhorner way of life, which was so comfortable and afforded them such super dignity and required so much space? Well, those Innerhornerites could take a flying leap if they considered Outerhornerites selfish. It was pretty nervy to call someone selfish while standing on land they were letting you use for free. So it went, year after year, with much mutual glowering and many murmured rude comments and the occasional angry word hissed across the border. Then one day, Innerhorner got smaller. It happened without warning. There was a loud, scraping, rock-on-rock sound, and suddenly three-quarters of Elmer, the Innerhornerite then in residence, was not an Innerhorner at all. That is, every part of Elmer but the octagonal, shovel-like receptacle with which he scooped dirt when nervous was suddenly now located in Outerhorner. Just then Leon, the Outerhorner border guard, came by on his rounds, noted the presence of three-quarters of Elmer in Outerhorner, and rang the loud buzzer that meant invasion in progress. The Outerhorner militia, Frida, Melvin, and Larry, came rushing over and stood glaring fiercely across the green piece of string that constituted the boundary of the short-term residency zone. "What are you people trying to pull?" said Larry. "What's that part of a guy doing in our country?" "Our country shrunk," said Elmer, digging nervously in the dirt with his octagonal, shovel-like receptacle. "Oh, please," said Frida. "You expect us to believe that? Our country never shrinks." "Decent countries don't shrink," said Melvin. "They either stay the same or get bigger." "Well, take a look," said Elmer. And the Outerhorner militia, Frida, Melvin, and Larry, looked into the deep heart of Innerhorner by leaning over the red string that constituted the Innerhorner border and saw that Innerhorner had, in fact, shrunk. "Weird," said Melvin. "Gross," said Larry. "What do we do now?" said Frida. "I say we expulse the invaders," said Larry. "That sounds pretty good," said Melvin. "How do we?" "We just, expulse them," said Larry. "Watch, something like this." And Larry expulsed Elmer. That is, he pushed the portion of Elmer that was in Outerhorner back into Innerhorner. But since Innerhorner was now too small to accommodate all of Elmer, as the portion of Elmer in Outerhorner was expulsed into Innerhorner, a different portion of Elmer reemerged out of Innerhorner, sort of inadvertently reinvading Outerhorner. "They're a scrappy, stubborn people," said Melvin. "You gotta give them that." "Sneaky," said Larry. "That's what they are." "What you need to do," said someone with great authority from over by the cafe, "is tax them." This was Phil, a middle-aged Outerhornerite generally considered a slightly bitter nobody. Many years before, Phil had, from across the border, fallen in love with a largely vertical, left-trending Innerhornerite